USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting in Atlanta is in custody. Cobb County police say Deion Patterson was captured following a search. The White House was monitoring developments through the day. And while offering remarks to reporters Wednesday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said,
Congress needs to take more steps to deal with the violence that we're seeing, again, in our communities, our schools, our churches, which just should not be.
County authorities and Atlanta police were updating the press earlier Wednesday evening. The bond is being raised to $7.5 million for the man accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas last week. Francisco Oropesa made his first appearance in court Wednesday in Oklahoma. The top cop in Okmulgee County is now confirming that seven people found dead Monday were victims of a murder-suicide.
The evidence is that Jesse McFadden murdered six people and then killed himself. Beyond that, I don't know what his thought process was.
Interest rates are going up again.
The Federal Reserve has announced they are raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
And Republicans are issuing a subpoena to the FBI to obtain a document that allegedly links President Biden to a criminal scheme, they say. In a letter to the DOJ and FBI, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said a whistleblower claims a document in the FBI's possession raises concerns Biden may have engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national while he was VP under President Obama. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
An unlikely partnership. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is teaming up with Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, to stop Congress from trading stocks. They introduced legislation called the Bipartisan Restoring Faith in Government Act this week. It would bar members of Congress and their spouses from trading stocks. An apparent dispute between two Walmart employees led to a shopper being killed in Florida. Broward Sheriff's Office detectives say Tyrone Sterling went to the store to meet a female coworker. An argument turned physical, and when a shopper tried to help the female employee, the 22-year-old opened fire.
This is one of these tragic incidents that took place that really was unnecessary and unwarranted.
Sheriff Gregory Tony says while the suspect fled, they were able to track him down late yesterday. Sterling's charged with first-degree murder and attempted robbery by sudden snatching. California Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to Capitol Hill next week. That's what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters on Wednesday. Feinstein has been sidelined from the Senate since late February after being hospitalized with shingles. The 89-year-old's absence has slowed the confirmation of President Biden's judicial nominees, prompting calls for her resignation from some members of her own party. Feinstein announced earlier this year she will retire at the end of her term in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.